This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. As we do, let's open up tonight by talking a little bit of a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That has to do with combat pistol craft, and there is no better person to discuss that with than Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How you doing today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. But before we get started, man, if you don't mind, I'd like to acknowledge the passing of a professional associate and friend of mine, Dr. William April.
Right.
He passed away on August 6th.
I did not know him. I know a lot of you have been talking about. Tell me a little bit about him.
Wow. Heavy law enforcement background. Criminal, I want to say, don't hold me to this, but I want to say he was a doctor, as far as that goes, like as a criminologist on the think tank side of the house. Very good at his craft. He was super professional. And besides that, he was a good human being. Cancer, as I understand it, got him. Form of brain cancer. My mother passed away from brain cancer, so I can only imagine how difficult that was for his family. I'm not sure exactly how old William was. I don't recall, but he was certainly a younger man than me. Sad that he had to leave so soon. But moving on, what do you got for me today, dude?
I've been thinking about a lot of these things. Now, I don't know, have I ever talked red dots with you? I think I have after I took the class with Steve.
But we've never got into it in any level of detail, as I recall.
Well, let's talk a little bit about red dots, if we may. Do you think they have a place in the modern fighting gun that a person will carry?
Oh yeah, absolutely. People have been doing it for years. No harm, no foul. I mean, there's
right.
pros and cons to it, but people have been running dots on guns in serious environments for quite some time now.
Right. See, I'll tell you what's going on right now, and I had this discussion with Mr. Fisher about this.
Okay.
I was talking about, I want to, the G45 is a gun I want to be my primary carry weapon in just about every circumstance. And it does have an adjustable rear sight on it. However, when I was discussing, when I shoot, and I'm trying to shoot for accuracy, I do group, but I'm pushing to the left with my right hand.
Okay, well, before you go there, man,
yeah.
Mr. Bill Rogers swears all Glocks shoot left. And I believe there's something to that.
Okay.
In my experience, when, hard use, if the pins start to drift out, they'll start drifting out to the left of the gun. There's something the way the frame flexes. I don't understand the complete science of it, but, you know, the gun flexes in action when it's working. And it has an influence, yes, but do you have the skill to shoot well enough to see it for what it is? You understand what I mean?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. In the times we live in, and we're going to discuss some other stuff about this too, but we live in times now to where I may be put into a position, if I cannot get away from it fast enough, if something unfolds really quick and I cannot extricate myself from it fast enough to where I don't have to start considering going lethal, I may be forced to consider engaging somebody in a crowd. And
what type of crowd? You would have to describe the crowd to me, dude.
Well, say you're downtown and you're in the middle of a riot.
Like a flash mob or something?
A flash mob,
or,
yeah.
You know, an actual riot.
Right. Now,
then would not the mob be all bad guys? Is that your assessment?
Well, if they're coming, if I draw a weapon on them and they keep on coming, yeah, I would consider them to be bad guys.
Yeah.
So.
But the reason I'm asking is, if it's a mixed crowd of combatants and non-combatants where surgical skill is going to be required, or surgical shooting is going to be required, you're going to have the skill to support that. Is that part of your assessment? I'm trying to figure out your environment, man, so I can advise accordingly.
Think urban.
Okay.
Think urban. It's going to be an environment where I'm going to be probably surrounded by buildings and all this other stuff because.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm.
My first goal is to get to the car.
Okay.
But barring that, if I am forced to have to turn and face something, then I expect to be surrounded by architecture on all sides, and I expect to be a bunch of people that don't even know what's, they're trying to get away too. And I expect to have a bunch of people, I'm thinking all-out bum rush here.
Okay. Bum rush of scared people or bum rush?
Oh, the scared people. I'll be able to pick them out.
People that want to do you harm.
Yeah, if it's, if Antifa, they wear this, their dress code is called blackout.
Right.
And they do that, so. What would you call them?
I would call them all active combatants.
Okay.
Whether they're armed or not is a moot point.
Yeah, I don't believe in. There's a very big difference between being unarmed and not dangerous. There's
a very big
difference to me in that. And I mean, we touched on this, and we're about to head into the break. We touched on this maybe last week because at this point in my life, where I do have an extensive background in hand-to-hand combat and, physical fitness and all this other stuff, I no longer feel like I have a reasonable expectation against somebody that is younger than me. If I have to engage them in hand-to-hand combat, I don't think I'm going to be able to get in, do what I got to do, and get out of there fast enough to make a difference. And I'm probably putting myself more at risk trying to do that the non-lethal way. So that's the way we're going to stage this now, and we can touch on this when we get back. Dave Harrington, of course, for those of you that... first of all, you ought to go check out his Facebook page, because Dave does some very entertaining guitar riffs out there. My son plays guitar, so I can tell when somebody actually knows when they're playing a guitar and when they're sort of a poser. Dave is not a poser. He does some really good guitar licks, which is sort of... it's not surprising, but it is vastly entertaining. On the other side, you can find some things out. He does post a bunch of video about some of the drills he runs and everything else. Then, of course, there is his website, combatspeed.com, which is a work, it's in progress.
Coming along very nicely.
Coming up, and you'll be able to go there pretty soon and schedule a class. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load. download at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the home of Salus, the home of the militia line. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're doing a little situational hypotheticals with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. So that's my hypothetical. I'm in a crowd of bad guys. All I'm looking to do is get to my Ford Explorer and get out of the parking garage and head home and have some hot cocoa. This is my mission. Just trying to get there.
That's going to have to be your sole focus. I want you to bear with me, okay?
Yep.
Because my point will become readily apparent. If that's your focus, is to get to your vehicle, short of the application of lethal force, then you're going to have to be prepared to do that and do whatever is required, right?
Correct.
What type of entry do you have into your vehicle?
I can open it and have it running, waiting on me.
I don't know if that would be the thing to do or not, but, keyless entry, remote start, do you have all the whiz-bang stuff?
Well, I have keyless entry and I have remote start, and I can remote start it, and it could be waiting on me without anybody being able to get into it.
Okay, cool.
I can also remotely disable it.
Okay, that's even better.
Yep.
Then I just see it as a real-time formula to do only that which is required to get to my vehicle safely.
Right.
Now, because everything's going to start happening very dynamic and things are going to get kinetic pretty quick when you start dropping bodies. That's the attention getter. Now, in those circumstances, in that environment, you got to take into consideration the ripple effect. It's going to draw attention to you. There's any number of dynamics that come into the play of the problem once you start pressing the trigger. That's why it's so important that you better understand your rules of engagement, as it relates to the decisions you make and actions you take, because it's, somebody's going to capture it on video anyway.
Sure.
Somehow, they'll figure it out.
Well, in most downtown areas, they've got all kinds of CCTV all over the place.
Oh, yeah. But as long as you're, right in line with your rules of engagement and your rights as a human being.
Sure.
To press the trigger on somebody else whose actions clearly, present threat to your life. You really have no choice. The enemy makes the decision for you, so to speak. You know what I mean? You just got to want to live, survive, and do what's necessary in order to support that. And if that requires pressing the trigger on someone else, well, then that's what it required. And I simply followed through.
Right.
So, it's, it's a difficult environment we live in because your every moment is going to be brought under scrutiny. Your decision-making process, what were you thinking? Were you, thinking at all? First they have to establish the fact that, and there's something like within the legal system, there's a checkbox. They have to make sure you're, mentally stable for court or something like that.
I would imagine that has to be, but that would be, I think they normally would have to do that if you were showing some sort of irrational behavior and somebody thought you were irrational.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because somebody would probably bring your entire decision making process into question because you looked irrational on video. laying people down in the street.
Well, I mean, you know, there's going to be a couple things that, a couple of criteria that are going to be met just at the first blush. I mean, at the first blush, there's going to be a gigantic disparity of force. It's going to be me versus however many of them there's going to be. It's not going to be, if it's just me versus one, I don't have to shoot him.
I don't know, dude. I'm not saying anything like that because the fact of the matter is I can no longer support the type of physical action I could in my youth. You know what I mean? I've had too many injuries, surgeries, recoveries.
Right,
Many replaced parts.
But I think considering the typical makeup of Antifa, I don't think one of them would be stalwart enough to come at me by himself. And I certainly don't think if he was...
Don't judge a book by its cover, dude. Just be careful with that. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Oh, no. I have one very, very steadfast rule if I ever have to produce a gun. If I have to produce a gun, there's going to be a time, you know, between when I produce it and when they, you know, understand that I just pointed a gun at them.
Right.
And if they understand that and they keep on coming, okay.
Well, what you're actually describing, in my mind, is escalation of force.
Right.
You know, of course, if you anticipate the need of your firearm, the best place it can be is in your hand. So, you know, chances are, before the opposition is aware of it, the pistol's already in my hand, ready to be used. That doesn't mean, you know, I'm just going to draw and start shooting people. But if the circumstances require me to inform others that, yes, I am in fact armed by, you know, presenting it, then sure.
Yeah.
Present it. Let them know. Inform them.
Coming up on the first break.
As far as it's going to get,
next break,
I might
right?
have to. Pardon me?
We're coming up on the break, and you
okay.
can
Okay, sorry, dude.
You can find Dave at his Facebook page, Dave Harrington on Facebook, and you can find his website, combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says Democrats are hurting the most vulnerable people in the United States as the coronavirus outbreak continues.
It does struggling families and laid-off workers and stressed-out school principals and healthcare professionals a disservice.
The Senate is in session on Tuesday, but not the House. The Big Ten is the first Power Five conference to postpone its fall sports schedule, affecting all men and women's teams, including football. Congressman Anthony Gonzalez, former Ohio State and NFL receiver, says this is a bad idea.
So my argument would be,
that inside of that college football system, the support system is so incredible that I believe that gives them the best chance of avoiding the virus, but also overcoming it should they contract.
Gonzalez speaking there on Fox News, USA Radio News. In Illinois, Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox is being criticized for not prosecuting other looters earlier this summer who were arrested during protests sparked by the death of George Floyd. Police Superintendent David Brown saying the looters are emboldened since there were no consequences, while Mayor Lightfoot said looters need to be held accountable and not cycled through the system. This has former Chicago cop Anthony Napolitano saying Fox needs to go.
It's time to step up. I think Chicagoans woke up on Monday and drew a line in the sand and said you're either on the side of good or you're on the side of evil. And if the state's attorney can't do it, she's got to step down.
Speculation about Joe Biden's running mate is getting hotter. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee is expected to make that VP pick soon. In fact, Biden's surrogate and Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti telling Fox News that move could come within the next few hours. Garcetti also saying the news will be electrifying. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington. We're discussing a hypothetical. Haven't yet gotten to my question, though, because we're about... But that's about to happen right now. So here's my question to you.
Okay.
Anything that I do to this pistol, like add a red dot to it, what I'm looking for is a multiplier of sorts that increases my speed and accuracy. You think going with a red dot and then dialing in the red dot to where it's hitting wherever I put the dot, like I do on any other gun that I stick a red dot on, do you think that is the way to go? I'm sorry?
Actually, no, I don't. I'm not going to. If you're asking me specifically, I would not have a dot on what I would consider my personal on-body carry gun.
Okay.
The couple of points of interest, and with my experiences with dots, which is primarily Trigicon, so that they pretty much have established an industry standard. I prefer the SRO over the RMR, but the it's not so much a reflection on the dot. The SRO performed extremely well. What failed on my dot gun that I had to, it was a process I had to go through, was the plate failure, the MOS plate failure, the bolt sheared off, blah, blah, blah. But it's something else. It's more moving parts. You understand what I mean?
I do.
Sometimes I think people have a tendency to overly focus on the pistol or a handgun, specifically a revolver, simply because they're the most, they're the easiest to deal with. They're the most, they're very mobile. You can hide them. You can hide the fact that you're armed. But if you're going to fight with guns, you should have a rifle. It should be a rifle caliber carbine, at a minimum, pistol caliber carbine.
Right.
Short guns are not the guns to be fighting with. Long guns are.
Right.
And it's a basic formula. The longer the barrel, the longer the sight radius, the higher hit probability. Shoulder fired versus handheld. You know what I mean? Just the mechanics of how you employ the type of firearm. Urban combat, shotguns are, very deadly weapons, short range. That's kind of misleading if you want to think about, 12 gauge shotguns, specifically a classic Remington 870. Remington flight control really extends the range of, a 12 gauge firearm buckshot. Extends the range and the accuracy.
Right.
So your hit probability goes way up. But I digress. Pistols are primarily defensive weapons. There's really nothing that's going to change that unless you manipulate the environment where, it can be perceived that it's an offensive weapon, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not going to bet my life on another moving part on a firearm, because one, it increases the amount of real estate it uses up on my, because I'm dead set carrying on outside the waistband, right side straight drop tight holster.
Right.
Just size and compatibility and just a bunch of different reasons, but what it really boils down to is I'm not going to bet my life unnecessarily on another moving part that can fail when I need it. I can use iron sights. My vision is extremely good for my age. I have no problems using iron sights effectively to this day, so I'm not going to compromise that. You see what I mean?
I do.
And that's just an individual confidence thing, but the point I would like to everybody to understand is you bet your life on your kit and equipment and how you have it set up for use. You should treat it as life support equipment and make your decisions and take the necessary actions accordingly.
So now, should I take the adjustable sight that's on the Glock 45 and dial that in?
Dude,
then?
I don't know, man. I was actually a little surprised when you said it had adjustable sights. Earlier, I was just going to ask you, kind of jokingly, for windage, right?
But, no, it's these are Barnes. These are Barnes.
You're describing like target sights, right? Adjustable target sights.
Yeah, side to side and up and down.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I didn't know anything like that was available.
Barnes Precision.
Okay, I'll pull look at them.
Yeah, they're very good. They're very good sites. I just haven't taken the time to dial them in. So now this makes it a little easier. So I just want to be hitting where I'm aiming. I'm grouping. I am grouping.
Right.
But I want to be hitting where I'm aiming.
Good rep for durability.
Oh yeah.
Cool.
Fisher recommended them.
Very cool. Check them out.
But I mean, the overall thing is that I just want to get it dialed a little in. I am grouping, and but like all of these, and I've sort of monkeyed a little bit with my trigger finger and everything else, and I don't want to get too far off the reservation if I am grouping. You know, if I've got a nice tight group.
Right, I understand.
So I just want to be able to move that group up to where
I
am. Because I'm aiming center mass. I don't have the time to try to do the calculation based upon distance getting out there. Okay, they're 25 yards away and I'm shooting low left.
Well, you're doing it whether you realize you're doing it or not.
Right.
Your brain does that automatically. I don't know how, but it does.
I just soon it hit what I'm aiming at. That's what it boils down to. I just soon it hit what I'm aiming at. The gun itself, or the trigger, you know, everything else about it mechanically, I like it.
At what distance are you zeroing at?
I'm probably going to try to do it at 20 yards.
Okay.
Just because I think anything closer than that. Well, 25 yards is, you know, I can move back 5 more yards.
That's kind of like the industry standard, bro.
25
yards, slow fire, bullseye.
Yep. V8 target.
That's a 6-inch. You can use a V8. I'm not sure how big the diameter of the black is, but on a standard NRA 25 yard target, I want to say it's a B16.
Yeah.
It's 6-inch dot, basically.
Well, let me get you to hang on right there. Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on for me. Coming up on the next break, and you know, I keep talking about Dave's Facebook page because Dave offers a very interesting look into what's behind Super Dave on his Facebook page. You can find out a bunch of interesting things about him. And go to combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, you made reference earlier, and I know this is supposed to be about pistol craft, but you made reference earlier to where if you're going to be in combat, you need to take a rifle to it. When you travel, do you have a rifle set up that you carry?
Oh, yeah. I have a road kit.
Tell me about the rifle.
I'm not going to break it down in detail, but when I break contact with Florida, yeah, I can take care of myself.
So the let's start with the basics. Now I know you carry a lot of ammo for your handgun.
Okay, you talking about my specific EDC setup? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So when now with your rifle, when you break contact with Florida, how much ammo are you carrying with you that's ready to go? And I don't, you know, when people tell me
more
I have thousands
than I
need. that's a pretty good rule of thumb, too. I've always found that.
Dude, I'm serious, man. Nobody is ever going to complain about having too much ammo.
No.
So within the realm of common sense, if I have the space and the gas money, I will have more ammunition than I need for anything that I could possibly, you know, survive initial contact.
Right.
I'll be okay.
So I guess we're talking.
Anyway.
In magazine, are we talking 20 magazines you carry in, or?
Yeah.
Because I'm always wondering how many is enough when you are a long way away from anything to where you can reconstitute.
I have a go bag with 30 loaded mags.
Okay.
That's it. That's the reserve that I carry in my vehicle.
And when you do travel now, when you've got that much as far as for your rifle, do you still carry your regular EDC for your pistol?
Oh yeah, but I also have a stash of pistol mags too.
But I mean, I've heard.
Well, see, let me make something perfectly clear, dude.
Sure.
It's not about how much reserve ammunition you have. It's how many loaded reserve magazines do you have ready.
Right. That makes a difference.
I just wanted to reinforce that point.
Yeah.
That makes a difference. Because you can have pallets of ammo all you want and can afford. But if it's not magged up and ready to be used, it's, you know, a bomb waiting to go off.
Right, right.
Anyway, what else you got?
Well, I was just curious about that because I've heard, I hear, like, with depending on who you're talking to, it's never the same answer. And I find that interesting simply because I don't know if that's an indicator of experience.
What do you mean as far as carrying, how much reserve ammo to carry in the first place?
Yeah. Now, yours, I don't consider that to be excessive. I do not consider that to be excessive. When I go get my back adjusted, I'm driving 2 hours away from anywhere that might possibly reconstitute me. There's one person in the city I'm going to that might loan me something if I had to have it, but it's basically, what have I brought? Because that's what I got.
Right.
And the whole goal of it, and they have had Antifa activity down there, the whole goal of carrying this stuff down there is just to have it if I have to fight my way back to the highway. That's the whole goal of it. But I don't see anything wrong with having I wouldn't even call it excessive ammo, because how do you make that call? How do you say, well, this is excessive or that's excessive? How do you make that call? If you're alone.
You're going to kill me, dude, but it's pretty simple math.
Okay.
What type of vehicle are you driving, and how much fuel are you willing to burn to carry the extra ammo?
Well, I'm driving a Ford Explorer Police Interceptor. And
okay, well, that's cool, but how are you going to have the vehicle set up? See, that's the balance point, I think, is what you're getting at.
Right.
How prepared do you want to be but still be able to use the vehicle for everyday use? Or how prepared do you want to be if you're going to be, you know, breaking contact, going on a road trip, so to speak? You see what I mean? There's a balance point.
Well, I mean, you bought a Chevrolet Traverse, right?
No, Chevy Colorado.
Okay.
2020 Colorado. Yeah.
Now, do you believe in the kind of like gun boxes in guns or in vehicles like that or anything of that nature? Do you believe in like a mobile gun?
Yeah, like the truck vaults?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're extremely, I'll tell you straight up, if they weren't as expensive as they were, I would have one.
Right.
But what I would like, you know, would have to be made, but they can do that, which is very cool. But then you put the price tag on it, it stings.
Right.
Pretty bad. But, yeah, they're functional. They're a compromise. But just imagine this. You have an opportunity. Let's say the scenario is things go bad. You need your rifle gear. You bring the vehicle to a halt. You drop the tailgate. And you pull the drawer out and get dressed. I mean, you'd have to rehearse it.
Right.
But how convenient is that? You see what I mean?
I do. We got about 3 minutes here. So when you say get dressed, what is it? Are you throwing on a chest rig? What are you throwing on?
Yeah, the first thing I'm going to put on will be my plate.
Okay.
And then whatever equipment carrier I have devised that has basically water and ammo attached to it, and headgear, ballistic helmet, and my primary, because I'll already be wearing my EDC.
Right.
Red.
And so you're going to be dressing for the occasion for that one. Yeah, that's dressing for the occasion. I get you.
I mean, what else are you going to do, man? They, you know, given no other option, when it's time to do violence, you have to be prepared to do that.
Right.
And, you know, front back plates and headgear, ballistic headgear, is all part of it. It's a necessity. The things to think about, man, in respect to your personal kit and equipment and how you have it set up and rigged for use.
Well, it is. Yeah, I have found from trial and error that that is definitely something that you have to go out and train with it on and everything else to see if you put it in the right place, put this pouch in the right place.
Nobody's cracked the code on kit and equipment yet.
Yep.
I don't believe anybody's going to. It's an individual thing. It's an anomaly.
Right.
But what's cool is having the flexibility to set it up exactly as you intend to use it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the trick, isn't it? That's the exact trick.
Exactly.
So,
but
we're
that cannot be institutionalized.
Right. Well, yeah. I
anyway,
understand what you're saying.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you for you've made me rethink a thing I was about to do there. I was about to go cut on the slide a little bit, so now I have rethunk it.
Okay. Very good.
I have rethunk it. Check out Dave on his Facebook page at Dave Harrington on Facebook and at combatspeed.com. We'll do it again next week.
All right. Take care, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, it's going to be the weekly recap from the Truth About Guns with Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. That's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.